Very timely topic about the halachas of Purim Katan. Every couple of years we're zocheh to have a Purim Katan, which means there's also a Shushan Purim Katan, or is there? The question I've been getting recently, in light of this, is there such a concept as celebrating Shushan Purim Katan? So the Mishnah Berurah is very clear, the very last siman in all of Or HaChaim, in Siman Tav Resh Tzadi Zayin. We'll get to the various halachas of Purim Katan in just a moment. But the Mishnah Berurah is very clear, black and white. He writes, there's a concept on Yud Daled of having such a suda, such a mitzvah, aval lo betesvav. When it comes to the 15th, there is no concept of Shushan Purim Katan. Af lekrachim, hamukafin lechoma, even walled cities like Yerushalayim, there is no concept of Shushan Purim Katan. So let's see if that's really the case according to all poskim. And let's start with the beginning, the basics, the background. Based on a Mishnah, Maseches Megillah, Daf Vav Amud Beis. This is among the famous Mishnayos in the first parak of Maseches Megillah, where it talks about the Ein Bein, Ein Bein this versus that. So one of the Ein Beins is Ein Bein Adar Sheni. Sorry, Adar Rishon Adar Sheni. There is no difference between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, except for Kriyas HaMegillah Umatanos Lev Yonim, with the exception of Megillah and Matanos Lev Yonim, which means if you lay in Megillah in the first month, you're not Yotze. If you lay Megillah in the, if you lay Megillah in the first month, you're not Yotze. If you give Matanos Lev Yonim in the first month, you're also not Yotze. But regarding other halachas, the din is that they should be the same. So the Gemara says, what other dinim are there possible? So the Gemara says, with regards to Seder Parshios, the Dal Parshios that we read, that would seemingly be the same. Meaning if you read them in the Adar Rishon, so one would be Yotze Dal Parshios and wouldn't have to read them a second time in Adar Shein. So what other halachas might relate this? So we paskin that one doesn't read Dal Parshios in Adar Rishon, as we know. But the Gemara also talks about, what about Hespet and Tainus? So the Gemara discusses that, whether that's Aser in the first month or not. So we assume that it is Aser in the first month. Adar Rishon, you can't eulogize, you can't fast. But the Rush writes, that's only true if they didn't, they weren't Mesaber the Shana. I mean, they thought it was going to be a regular Adar, and they laid Megillah, and it was, ended up turning out that it was an Ibur Shana, they added another Adar, so only after that do we say it was also B'tanis B'hespet. But if you know already beforehand that there's going to be an Adar Sheni, says the Rush, there is no Isser of Hespet, there is no Isser of Tainus. So how do we paskin? So Shulchan Aruch writes, again, in Siman Tav Resh Tzadi Zayin, that these days are Asurim the Hespet B'tanis. He's Machmir, even though we know it's going to be an Adar Rishon, and Adar Sheni, one does not fast, one does not eulogize on Adar Rishon. And the Shulchan Aruch writes as further, he does know there are those who are Omrim, there are those who permit Hespet V'tainis in the first month, but the Ramah makes it clear HaMinog is Kisvar HaRishona, in that we do not eulogize, we do not fast in Adar Rishon. So what about Shalach Manos? So the Mishnah clearly says there's no Kriyas Megillah, there's no Matanos Lev Yonim. What about Shalach Manos? So there is one day in the Poskim that there is a concept of sending Shalach Manos on Adar Rishon, but we don't assume that way. What other halachas are impacted by this? The Mishnah Berurah says that everybody agrees that one does not say Al Hanisim during Adar Rishon Purim Katan. And if one were to say it, however, it wouldn't be a hefsek. It wouldn't be an interruption, and we don't make them repeat Shemoneh Esrei. What other halachas are affected by this? Shulchan Aruch writes that there's no tachnun. We don't say the lam natsayach before avalotziyom. These are some of the halachas that are affected by this. But what about the suda? Is there a concept of a suuda on Purim Katan and Shushan Purim Katan? So it's already discussed by Tosos here in the Gemara Daf Mem Daf Vavam Beis. Tosos notes that there are those who are nogin la sos yimei mishta v'simcha v'arbasa u b'chamisha asa shalada. So Tosas acknowledges there are those who practice a meal in both the 14th and the 15th, and he thinks it's, it seems clear that way from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says the only difference is Matanos Lev Yonim and Kriyas Megillah. That implies the Gabi the Mishnah, there would be the same, that there's a concept of celebrating a Suda on the first day. But then Tosas goes on to reject this. He doesn't think that's correct. He thinks there is no concept of a Suda on Purim Katan. The Ran, however, and other Rishonim do say there is a concept of a Suda on Purim Katan. So how do we pass him? So the Ramah seems to be a little confused. He goes back and forth. The Rama writes, Yesh omrim shechayiv laharbos b'mishcha v'simcha. There are those who say that one should increase the amount of suda that one has, but yudal shabad rishon. He only mentions the 14th, not the 15th, but he does acknowledge here's a concept of a Purim katan. But then Einog and Kaini says, we don't know that way, but mikol makom yar b'ktas b'suda. We do a little bit of a suda. Meaning it's not a riboy suda, it's not a large feast, but it's a little bit of a suda. In order to satisfy those who are machmir, and he finishes machmir, and he finishes off orachayim, tov le mishta tamid, good is one who celebrates often, which of course, referring to in the proper and appropriate way. So Rama says there's an inyan of a ktsas suda on Purim Katan. So what about Shushan Purim Katan? Is there such a concept or not? So we already discussed the Mishnah Berurah says there is no concept on Shushan Purim. However, in the Piskei Tshuvos, he quotes in the Minchas Yitzchak that others disagree. He says, according from the Minchas Yitzchak, this is found in the Chelek Yud Simen Nun Ches, and he quotes other sources as well, that if you look in the Smak himself, the smak, which is the source of the Beis Yosef, is the really one with Mishnah Berurah quoting from, that there is no practice of having a suda on Shushan Purim. So that's really Hagos Maimonios quoting the smak. But if you take a look in the smak himself, he points out, we see that he says, you're actually chai b'misha v'simcha, bein b'yadalada, bein b'tezvav on adarishon. This was like the opinion of Tosfos, the Eshnogim, that Tosfos went ahead to reject, but there was such a practice. That's exactly what the smak says. And the Beis Yosef really should have said, not he's quoting from the smak, he's quoting of the Hagos smak, that Rabbeinu Peretz has comments on the smak. He's the one, Rabbeinu Peretz is the one who says, we're not knowing only on Yudalad, not Tezvav. That's the Rabbeinu Peretz. But the Smak himself, the Sefer Mitzvos Kedanos, he does hold, like that Shita of Tosfos, that there is a concept of a Suda, Bein Purim Katam, Bein Shushan Purim Katam. And he goes even further, even when the Beis Yosef quotes from the Hagos Rabbeinu Peretz in the Smak, and he says, we're only knowing in Yudalad, not on Tezvav, that's only the Gabi, those who live in places of unwalled cities of Yudalad. But if you live in the Bnei Krachim, if you live in Mokbos Choma, if you live in Yushalayim, there would be a concept of a Shushan Purim for those living in Yerushalayim. So it comes out from all this, there seem to be three shitas in the end of the day. Some say, Mishnah Berurah says, there's no concept at all on Shushan Purim, no matter where you live. Then you have the other extreme that Smak himself says that there is a concept of Shushan Purim for everyone, even for those B'nai Yidalit also. And then you have the middle Shita, which is the Shita of how the Minchas Yitzchak understands Rabbeinu Peretz, that there is a concept of Tezvav only for those Tezvav, and Yidalit only for those Yidalit. In the end of the day, nothing's lost by it. A person has a little bit of a Suda, which may entail simply washing, maybe a little bit of wine, and the Meshabeach Hashem, and have a little singing in Divrei Torah. Nothing is lost by that, and why not, if possible, to already start bringing the Simcha of Adar.